As part of your course in communication methodologies, I'd like to introduce Julie Lopez, an interpreter in ASL, American Sign Language, which she's going to talk to you about today. So, I'll leave you in Julie's capable hands.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to start by telling you a little about ASL, and then look at what the prospects are for careers using it. American Sign Language developed in the early 19th century, mainly from Old French Sign Language, which you may consider quite surprising. The reason for this is that the founder of ASL, Thomas Hopkins Gallaudet, traveled to Europe in the early 19th century and examined both the English and French sign languages, eventually deciding that the French was the better of the two. Because of this, despite the common background of British English and North American English, American Sign Language and British Sign Language are mutually incomprehensible. On the other hand, there are great similarities between ASL and the sign languages used in parts of Africa. One reason for this is the presence in West Africa of a deaf American missionary, Andrew Foster, who was also an educator and established the first school for the deaf on the continent of Africa. ASL is the principal sign language used throughout the United States and in Anglophone Canada. We aren't entirely certain of the number of users, but it is estimated to be between 250,000 and 500,000. How do people become ASL users? Well, a deaf child, or indeed a hearing child born to deaf parents, will pick up the language as easily and naturally as any child learns its parents' language, as I suppose anyone learns a language in a total immersion situation. In fact, if the parents aren't totally fluent, the child is likely to become a far more fluent user than them. If a deaf child is born to hearing parents, then they will obviously need to be taught ASL. Of course, for anyone who decides to learn ASL in later life, for example, to communicate with someone close to you who is deaf, or to teach it or become an interpreter, there are plenty of educational establishments that teach it. That brings me on to careers using ASL. Careers focus mostly on interpreting, and that clearly means taking on board that you have to learn a new language. Nowadays, most ASL interpreters have a degree, often in English, as a high level of English and exceptional communication skills are necessary for the work. And, of course, you then need to take a course in ASL itself, and you need to become fluent. So it isn't a quick and easy option. Many programs, such as the one that I did, cover more than just the language and include topics such as deaf culture, as you have to be highly sensitive to the needs of the people you're working with. Employers range from education establishments to medical facilities and government agencies, the latter being an area of work that I didn't particularly take to. There are also openings in the media, interpreting on TV, but again, that's something I don't particularly like as I prefer to be working directly with the person for whom I'm interpreting. I'm freelance now, though I have worked for different employers in the past, and much of my work is in the world of legal interpreting, working in the courts, which I really enjoy as I feel that I can help vulnerable people. Well, that's enough for me. Are there any questions you'd like to ask?